Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We are holding at the top of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We are four lines into the page. Hayu lefanav minin harbe. The Mishnah discussed if a person has a whole bunch of different types of food in front of him, so which one does he say a bracha on first? Rabbi Yehuda says, we have learned in the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person has anything, if any of those foods are among the Shivas Haminim, the seven types of food that our Yisrael is praised with, so you make a bracha on that first, and the Chum say, nah, whatever you like, whatever is your favorite food, you make a bracha on first. So Amr Ula Machlokes B'Shebir Chosei and Shavos. That's only if they both have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adav, Rabban Savar Min Chaviv Adav. That's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that the Shivas Haminim takes precedence, and the Rabbanan are going to say, no, whatever you enjoy the most is going to take precedence. However, avil b'she'ein birchasei and shavos, if they don't have the same bracha, then everyone would agree that we decide the order of priority based on the bracha that it, based on the specific bracha, and not based on the min, meaning the more chashuv a bracha would come first rather than the min determining anything. If you look at Rashi, avol b'shein birchasei and shavos divrei kol ein bracha achas potartan v'shuvein kan machlokas. Rashi says what it means is that there's no single bracha that's going to cover both of them, and therefore there's no machlokas. Meaning, if you have two foods that are both a bari priya eitz, you have an apple and you have a pomegranate, right? So you're only going to say one bari priya eitz, so that's where the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim apply. Should you say the bari priya eitz on the pomegranate, because that's one of the shivas haminim, or if you happen to like apples better, should you say a bracha on the apple? Because either way, you're only saying one bracha. But if you're going to have to say multiple brachas anyway, well then there's no order. Then you could say in whatever order you want if you're going to have to say multiple brachas anyway, since it's not about which one you say first, it's about which one gets the bracha. Meisvei, so Gemara asks on that, hoy lefan of tznon v'zayis, if a person has a radish and an olive in front of him, mevarich al tznon upotra s'zayis, he makes a bracha on the radish, and that parters the zayis. So so the Gemara says, no, that's talking about where the tznon is ikr, meaning you started to eat because of the radish, and you only ate the olive in order to take away a little of the sharpness of the radish. So the olive becomes a tafel to the radish, and whenever you have an ikr and a tafel, you only make a bracha on the ikr and not on the tafel. So that's not a raya that when two things have two separate brachos that you're only going to make one bracha. That's not true. Normally when you have two things that have two separate brachos, you make two brachos. But over here, there's a clear ikr and a tafel. So you only make a bracha on the ikr and not on the tafel. Iyachi, if that's the case, says the Gemara, Eima Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Mevarech al Zayis Shai Zayis Mimin Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says that in that same case, with the radish and the olive, you make a bracha on the olive because it's one of the Shivas Aminim. V'chilasle Rabbi Yehuda, Haditran Kol Shu Iker V'yimot Tfeilu Mevarech al Iker Poter Sa Tfeila. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the concept that when you have an Iker and a Tafel, you make a bracha on the Iker, and then you do not need to recite a bracha on the Tafel? If you're really going to say that the case of Tznon and Zayis is that the Tznon is the Iker, why on earth would Rabbi Yehuda say to make a bracha on the Zayis? V'chitei Malchinami Delasle, and if you want to say, oh, maybe Rabbi Yehuda really Taka doesn't hold of that rule. He doesn't hold of this whole Iker and Tafel rule. V'atanya, but we have a brisa that tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Machmas Tznon Baha Zayis, Mevarech al Tznon Upoter as a Zayis, that if the olive is only there because of the radish, then you, Enochinami, make a bracha only on the radish and not on the olive. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the din of Iker and Tafel. Says Marliel, but Tznon Iker Askinon. Now really, we're talking about where the radish is the Iker. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'milsach riti pligi. The machlokas between the Rabbanan is about a totally different topic. V'chisuri mechsera, and we're missing some details over here. V'hachi katani. And this is how that machlokas should be recorded. Ha'yulafan of Tznon v'zayis. If you have a radish and an olive in front of you, mevarech al Tznon poter as a zayis, you definitely make a brach on the radish because that's the Iker, and that exempts the zayis. But b'medvar mamur, that's only in an instance where the radish is in fact the ikr. If the radish is not the ikr, then everyone would say you make a bracha on one and then the other. You do not get away with just one bracha. v'shnei minin be'alma shebirchasei and shavos. If you have two other minim that happen to have the same bracha, mevarich alez men sheyirtza. Tanakama says you can make a bracha whichever one you want. Rabbi mevarich alezayis shazayis mimin shiva. And Rabbi would say no. In that instance, you would have to make a bracha on the zayis because the zayis is one of the shiva saminim. So main point number one is that when you have an ikar and a tafel, you make a bracha on the ikar, and then you do not need to make a bracha on the tafel. Main point number two, if there is no ikar, one has to recite two separate brachos. Says Gemara, Pligi ba Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha as follows. Chadamar machlokas b'shebir chosei and shavos, that the whole machlokas is only if they have the same bracha, to read the savar min shiva adiv, rabbanan savar min chaviv adiv. And it's a question, taking our example before of the pomegranate and the apple, where you happen to like apples better, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, gotta make a bracha on the pomegranate first, and the rabbanan say, no, whatever you like better, so you make a bracha on the apple. Aval b'shein bir chosei and shavos, but when they have different brachos, so you're dealing with not two things that are ha'eitz, where you're only going to say one bracha, two things that have two different brachos. Divrei kol mevarich al zeh, v'chozer u'mevarich al zeh. Then everyone would agree you are going to say two brachos, so you say on one and then the other. V'chad amar af b'she'ein birchosein shavos nami machlokas. And the other opinion says that even when they don't have the same bracha, you still have the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. I understand very well if you're going to say that the machlokas is when they have the same bracha, so that makes plenty of sense. But if you're going to say that they're arguing in a case where they don't have the same bracha, then my plea, what exactly are they arguing about? Meaning you're going to say two brachas anyway. So what's there to argue about? They're saying you can't be arguing which one to say a bracha on, because everyone says you say a bracha on both of them. So Amar Yirmiyah lahakdin. No, it's not about which one you say a bracha on. It's about which one you say a bracha on first. It's about lahakdin, which one comes first. Damar Rav Yosef Vitem Rav Yitzchak. Kala muktum b'pasuk ze muktum lebracha. Whichever item of food appears earlier in the pasuk gets a bracha before the item that appears later in the pasuk. Shenemar Eretz Chita, Usaora, Vigefen, Uteena, Verimon, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. So you have the list of seven items in that pasuk. You go with that which comes earlier first. Upligid Rabbi Chanan, and that's against Rabbi Chanan. Damar Rabbi Chanan kal pasukulan l'shir namar. Rabbi Chanan says, no, the reason the Torah gives us those seven items is to teach us different shiurim that we have in the Torah. Meaning the Torah tells me I have to eat matzah on Pesach. It doesn't tell me how much. How am I supposed to know how much? So you look at these seven items in the pasuk, and they are different shiurim for different halachos in the Torah. Chita, when it says chita, what do we learn from there? Ditnan. What's the shiur that we learn from chita? Hanichnas labayis hamenuga v'kelev al kseifav v'sandala v'taboso biyadav hu v'hein tamei and miad. If a person goes into a house that has tzaras and his clothing is on his shoulders and his shoes and his rings are in his hands, so everything becomes tamei right away because he's not wearing anything, he's carrying these items. Hayolavush kelev v'sandala v'beraglav, but if he's wearing his clothing and his shoes are on his feet v'taboso v'taboso and his rings are on his fingers, he's tamei right away, but his clothing, all the things that he's wearing, are tahar until he stays in the house. For how long? What's the shear? The shear of the amount of time it would take to eat a pras of wheat bread. So that's why the Torah says chita. Velo pasa or not barley bread, mesav v'ochlem b'liftan. And provided that he's eating that wheat bread, reclining and eating it with some shmir or something that goes along with the bread. Saora, what's the shear that we learn from the word saora? Ditnan, etzem kesaora, mitami b'magal, masav, ina mitami ba'oel. A bone fragment, the size of a saora, the size of a barley, is large enough to be metame a person by touching it or by carrying it, but not by being in the same room as it. Yeah, that was part of the issue when people get dental implants. If they use real human bone to give the dental implant. So is that a problem for a Kohen to go to the dentist if he's got such material in the office? So he's allowed to be in the same room, because it's not, even if it is the size of a Sa'ura, even if it were that the bones that he's dealing with are the size of a Sa'ura, that wouldn't be a problem for a Kohen to be in the same room, as it would only be a problem for the Kohen to touch or to carry. Anyway, there are a lot of other kulas when it comes to the material that they use for the dental implants. Gefen, why does the Torah say Gefen? Kedei revius yayin lenazir. That teaches us the shear of a revius of wine that a nazir is not allowed to drink. Te'ena, what shear do we learn from te'ena? Kegrogos letzal Shabbos. That the size of the item that you can't carry outside on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah is the size of a fig. Rimon, why? What's the shear that we learn from a pomegranate? Kedetnan, it's a shear in Hilchos Kelim. Klal Klei Balebatam, Balebatam Shiuram Krimonim. That as long as the kli, even if a kli has a hole in it, as long as the crack is smaller than a rimon, so you could fill the kli with rimonim, then it's still going to be considered a kli with regard to Kabbalah's Tuma. Eretz Zeis Shemen. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Eretz Shekol Shiura Kazesim. And why does it say Zayis, Zeis Shemen? To teach us that all the other Shiurim are Kazayis. Kazayis is the standard Shiur. Says more, Kol Shiura Sogadaitach, Vayikanach Damran. How could you say that all of the Shiurim are Kazayis? We just gave a whole list of Shiurim that are not a Kazayis. Ela Eretz Sherov Shiura Kazesim. We meant it's most of the things that have a Shiur, the Shiur is a Kazayis. Dvash, Kikoseva Sagasa Biyom HaKippurim. And what do we learn from Dvash? We learn the shear of a Koseva. Dvash in the Torah does not mean honey from bees, it means date honey. So we learn from there the shear of a Koseva Sagasa, which is the size of a date, which is the shear that you need to eat to be Chayiv on Yom Kippur. The Idach, and the other opinion would say, meaning the other opinion that uses this pasuk to teach Hilchos Brachos, and not to teach Shiurim, will say, Hani Shiurim Bad Yom Miksivi. You can learn Hilchos Brachos and Shiurim from this pasuk, because these Shiurim are not written explicitly in this pasuk, Ela Midrabanan. These Shiurim are all Dinim Midrabanan. Not necessarily Dinim Midrabanan, but they're all derived by the Rabbanan. V'kras Machta Bialma. And the pasuk is only an Asmachta. So the pasuk's not really teaching me these Shiurim anyway, and therefore the pasuk is free to teach me Hilchos Brachos. So main point number three on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, we have Machlokas relating to the pasuk of the Zayin Minin. Is it teaching me the order of brachos, that whatever comes earlier in the pasuk gets a bracha earlier? Or is it teaching me seven different halachos of shiurim? Seven different halachos of different shiurim. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna.